We still don't know who won. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, Pennsylvania's Republican Senate primary neck and neck still.
God bless you all. I'll talk to you later.
Dr. Mehmet Oz, backed by former President Trump, unable to declare victory, but has a few thousand vote lead over Dave McCormick.
We're going to take back this state. We're going to take back this country, and it's because of you.
So what's taking so long counting all the votes?
Pennsylvania does not allow the counting of the mail-in ballots until Election Day. And out of the 1.3 million votes counted and cast in this state, 900,000 applications for mail-in ballots, and apparently they couldn't count all 900,000 by Election Day being over. So here we are waiting, and we asked, well, when are we going to have these votes counted? And the next answer was within a few days.
That's Steve Keeley with Fox 29 in Philadelphia. The eventual winner will face Democrat John Fetterman in November. In North Carolina, Trump-backed Congressman Ted Budd won the Republican Senate primary. He'll face Democrat Sherry Beasley. Congressman Madison Cawthorn lost a GOP primary for his House seat, defeated by State Senator Chuck Edwards. In Ukraine, a Russian soldier facing the first war crimes trial since the invasion began pleaded guilty today to killing a Ukrainian civilian. He's now facing up to life in prison. NATO is closer to expanding. Sweden has applied to join the military alliance. So has Finland, which has an 800-mile border with Russia, taking action after the Ukraine invasion.
Our most important job in NATO is to defend our own country, our own region.
Finnish Prime Minister Sanna Marin, all 30 NATO members have to approve adding these countries. President Biden will meet with the leaders of Finland and Sweden tomorrow. The price at the gas pump is at a record high again. AAA's national average for regular $4.56 a gallon. A milestone for women's soccer. The U.S. Soccer Federation has agreed today to pay the U.S. and men's women's soccer teams the same amount. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It is back to court today for a second day of testimony at the trial for attorney Michael Sussman, who had ties to Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign. He's accused of lying to investigators as the FBI was doing the Trump-Russia investigation, and he was charged by the special counsel who's investigating the origins of that investigation.
Federal prosecutors unleashing in opening arguments. They say ex-Clinton campaign attorney Michael Sussman manipulated the FBI to open an investigation into phony Trump-Russia ties as a, quote, October surprise right before the 2016 election. They say Sussman presented data attempting to show covert communications between the Trump Organization and Russia's Alpha Bank. But upon investigation, the FBI quickly found his data was bogus.
That's Fox's Brooks Singman. It's another day for parents to search stores for baby formula amid a shortage that the Biden administration is trying to ease following a recall that led to a big production shutdown. Two little kids have gotten sick in Tennessee amid this shortage.
One of the children is preschool-aged and has been hospitalized since late last month. They are still there, while the other, a toddler, has been released. The New York Times reports that both children have short bowel syndrome, which keeps them from absorbing nutrients properly because part of their small intestine is missing, according to doctors at Le Bonheur Children's Hospital in Memphis, where they were treated. The special formula is made by Abbott Nutrition, which closed its Sturgis, Michigan plant and issued a recall for some of its products in February. Abbott has reached an agreement with the FDA to resume production at that plant in 2 weeks, but it could be 2 months before those products reach store shelves. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could return to selling after yesterday's rebound. Dow futures down more than 200 points, while the price of oil rises $2, which could fuel a continuation of gas price records. In the NBA playoffs, Miami beat Boston 118-107 in the opening game of the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.